They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Diane Spahn, D-I-A-N-N-E, middle initial V, last name S-P-A-W-N, date of birth 09-17-1946, date of appointment 18 April 2024, requesting a physician Sarah Beer, S-A-R-A-B-E-Y-E-R. Dear Sarah Beer, I have the pleasure of seeing Diane Spahn today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 4-8-2024 because she was unable to speak. She knows what to speak, but the words were not coming out of the mouth. It lasted a few minutes. The patient came to the emergency room where CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain were within normal limit. The patient was back to baseline and went home. She was not having any weakness, numbness, or visual changes. Now she's at home, she's doing good, no new issues, speech is back to normal, she's taking aspirin, Plavix, and Lipitor. Past medical history, expressive aphasia, atrial fibrillation and flutter, sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis stage. Stage 2 rheumatoid arthritis, GERD, chronic stage 3 kidney disease, altered mental status, stroke, obesity, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, asthma, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, cataract surgery, allergy to cephalexin, penicillin, tetracycline. Medication, amlodipine, aspirin, 81 mg, Lipitor, 10 mg, Avaloid, folic acid, furosemide, gabapentin, magnesium, methotrexate, potassium, prednisone, protonic, singulair, slow iron, Reglan, vitamin B12, vitamin D, clopidogrel, Humalog, but Saglar, Trulicity, Remicade infusion. Social history. Former smoker, does not smoke anymore, does not drink alcohol. Have two children, family history, mother disease, diabetes, father disease, heart problem, arthritis, diabetes. One sister, cancer, disease, one brother, disease. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, head speech problem, physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both side finger to nose nodes metria. There is no pronator, drifter, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She is walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan. 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, history of expressive aphasia. Number 3, sleep apnea. Number 4, neuropathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel. ...75 mg PO daily and Lipitor 10 mg PO daily. Patient is neurologically back to baseline. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's Hospital. I'm sorry, can't hear you. If you'd like to call back.